This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
This is episode 195, closing in on 200, and I'd like to dedicate this episode to the algorithm. If you don't know, now you know.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like Deandre's staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Always remember you, whether things are good or bad. It sets the memories. Don't live like people do.
Baby, don't forget me.
I'm a traveling man,
moving through places,
space and time.
Got a lot of things I got to do, but God willing, I'm coming back to you. But baby, move.
I'm a traveling man, moving through places, space and time.
Got a lot of things I got to do, but God willing, I'm coming back to you, baby boo. I'm leaving. All right, anyway, every week I say I'm not going to do it, and I do it because I can. Anyway, welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.D. Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I want to thank you, first and foremost, for lending me your ear for a few minutes just to, I don't know, talk through some things. You know what we do here. It's randomness. But yeah, thank you. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate it. So, man, yeah, 195. We're getting real close to 200. I'm still planning on doing a AMA if I can get enough questions. So you can ask me anything. It don't have to be something about me. You can just ask me my opinion on something, or I got the answers to anything. You got a problem, ask me. I'll come up with an answer. I don't know how right it's going to be, but I'll give you one. Absolutely. I guarantee it. Yeah, so I'm planning to do that for the 200th episode. You know, you can ask me questions on Facebook, Instagram, wherever. You can go to the website. I have an AMA page on the whatistws.com website. Yeah, I don't know where else you can do it, but if you can find me, I'm like the A-team, if you can find me, you know, I don't know, whatever. This has been an interesting week. I'm pretty proud of myself, because for the first time for like 5 solid days, I guess going on 7 days now, I've maintained like a sustained energy and a motivation to like participate in my own business and like try to push the podcast and be a part of things. I've been like way more engaged, on social media. Hopefully you noticed, if not, follow me, because I used to live in like this fear of oversaturation. Like I at some point I heard that was an issue. Like you don't want to oversaturate. You don't want to be too present or something like that. Like people get annoyed with you and like tune you out. And then I heard recently that was a myth. And in order to stay relevant, in order to stay on the good side of the algorithm, that you needed to post more, that you needed to be interactive, you needed to stay consistent. And, you know, consistently having new content or new posts, so you could get in front of more eyes. You know, you got to satisfy the algorithm. And, I realized recently that the algorithm works, man, because, I mean, to be honest, I've spent this week fighting the urge to buy a swirling water pitcher, like a water pitcher that creates a whirlpool in the middle of something. It popped up on Facebook. It was an ad for me on Facebook, and they've been killing me lately with the ads. I bought a lot of stuff, and now I'm like, I'm trying to resist the temptation to buy this unnecessarily expensive water pitcher because it swirls. So yeah, the algorithm works. But more on that later. The algorithm, not the pitcher. But yeah, real quick, Moya water. If you do want to send me one, I'll review the shit out of it. Like I will. Yeah, I'll just send me one. You know, it'll have a prominent place in my new apartment, and then I'll talk about it all the time on the show. I'm sure it's going to be dope, so just send me it, and, you know, the review will be what the review is, but you make a good product, right? Anyway, send me one is the moral of the story. Moving on.
time with Chef Elise this week. This was a good week. So we hadn't really baked or done any sort of real, you know, cooking experiment recently. You know, we'd been sticking to the smoothies, and then we had the smoothie pops, and those lasted for a little bit. So I think last week she really seemed to be like chomping at the bit to get back into doing that. So, which was cool to see that, you know, she was really interested in it and she missed it. Felt kind of bad that I hadn't kept it up. So this week, you know, I decided to make sure I had something planned that we could do. Something I thought she would like, something I thought was simple enough, something I thought I would like, didn't take a whole lot of time. So what we made this week was a peach cobbler. And I got to say, I feel like it turned out pretty dope. Like, I'm pretty surprised with myself. I was worried about it because, like, peach cobbler is a big thing in my family. I have, you know, one aunt in particular who's like the keeper of the peach cobbler recipe secrets. Like, she's the one, and it's like my favorite aunt, and I'm gonna speak for her, but I'm her favorite nephew. And and so, yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of pressure. Not that anybody from my family was gonna taste it, because they all like thousands of miles away. But I don't know, for some reason I felt like a pressure to keep up the family name and do a good peach cobbler. But yeah, we had fun doing it. It was pretty simple. I think it turned out pretty dope. I've been killing it all weekend. I don't know, my roommates haven't ate much of it. I don't know if that's a judgment on it or if they just scared to ask me if they could have some. I don't know. But we had fun, and I think it turned out pretty good. She had some weirdness happen. She had a couple of accidents this week. I'm not going to, like, blow up her spot, tell her business or nothing, but she had some weird accidents, and I really don't know what that's about. I don't know if that should be something I'm worried about, if it, you know, I don't know what it, because it's weird. It came out of nowhere, and it was just super weird. Like, yeah, I don't even know why I'm bringing it up here, because I'm not going to tell you anything additional about it, but it was weird. I won't get to see her next week, Easter weekend, because of the move. I'm moving to a new apartment on Thursday, and all of my stuff is pretty much in boxes and requires assembly, so I won't really have a space ready for her about a weekend. So yeah, I won't see her this week, but I'll see her the week following. Now that I think about it, like, I hope that I have everything set up so that I can do an episode next week. You know, if you can't tell, I don't do these things to like the last minute. I do these things like Sunday afternoon, sometimes Sunday night, sometimes in the wee hours of Monday morning. So yeah, it's not like I should like record another one right after this and have it in my pocket, but that's not going to happen. Unfortunately, it's not how it works. I had to scramble to come up with things to talk about. And at the last minute, the pressure just like, well, you might as well talk about this. You ain't got nothing else. Anyway, back to my daughter. Another weird thing. Her stepdad was in the car this week when she got picked up. And this is only the second time I've seen him in person. Yeah, her, you know, her mom texted me like 10 minutes before they got here to let me know he was coming. And it was weird for just like for two reasons. One, they live further than 10 minutes away. So it's not as if like 10 minutes away, she didn't realize that he was going to be in the car when she came to pick her up, you know, from where I'm living. So that just seemed weird. Like, why she would give me, if you were going to warn me about it, you think you warned me about it like the moment you knew it was happening versus like 10 minutes. You know, I don't know. I guess they, what I'm getting at is it seems like there's like a fear that I'm going to do something. And I don't know where that comes from. Like, I really don't know what that comes from. I don't think she's ever seen me in a fight. I've never, you know, been super aggressive. I don't have no assault charges or nothing like that. I never did anything to her for that matter. I don't know where this comes from, but like, yeah, she came to the door and, you know, like she came to the door, which is not really a norm. A lot of times she's just in the car. She pulls up and says, I'm here. And we go outside, and I, you know, every week I put my daughter in, you know, in her car seat and let her buckle herself in, because she can do that now. And then we say our goodbyes, and, you know, we talk about what we're going to do the next week. And it's cool. That's every week. That's how it's been going. And this week she came to the door. You know, she was really, like, I don't know, it seemed like overly offering to carry stuff. It was as if she didn't want me to come to the car. And, you know, as a dude, like, and this is how dudes overthink things. So, ladies, take notes. So as a dude, and this all went through my mind in that moment, that if that's her husband and they're driving over here, he knows where they're driving. She knows that he knows where they're driving. That I'm pretty sure she told him or he's aware that I got a heads up that he was coming. So now if he's in the car knowing that I know he's in the car and I don't come out to the car, what the fuck that make me look like? So now I got to come out to the car. So we might as well not have this weird, you know, anxious moment because I'm coming out there one way or another. Like that's what's happening. I'm not coming out to the car. It's not going to happen. But anyway, I just don't know what people think I'm going to do. Like I can't like Incredible Hulk my way into the situation being different. I just got to adjust to what it is. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to do that, you know, for the sake of my sweet peas. You know, we need to be able to be, friendly or whatever. I feel like they have kind of created this situation where things are so separate to the point where people are nervous about me coming to the car because he's there. Like, I don't know where the tension came from. Somebody's got to just like kill it. I don't know. And I guess maybe I could, but I have this thing about some fatigue on the whole bigger person issue. But anyway, it is what it is. And I gotta deal with it for the sake of my sweet pea. But it's just super weird. Everything's weird. Like she slipped up and called me his name a few times over the weekend. It hurts. It really sucks. Like, I guess, you know, that's who she's with on a day-to-day basis. And the things that we were doing or the mail that she deals with on a daily, day-to-day basis is him. And so, you know, she may lose track of who she's talking to. And, so she called me by his name a few times this weekend. It sucks, for one, because, you know, nobody wants to be called by somebody else's name, especially not, you know, from your kids. And then two, I know if the reverse happens, then he just gets to be dad. Like it's not equal on the other side. Like if she slips up and talks to him like she talks to me, then he's dad or daddy, you know. With me, I get to be a whole nother dude that I don't really know. It is what it is. I try not to think about it. Here's a palate cleanser. Working on the move. And here I am, like, I'm thinking I'm doing some grown man, like, 40-year-old shit. Like, I'm really, like, caring about what I put into this apartment and the decor and all of that. So, I called myself ordering throw pillows. Like, I ordered a couch and I ordered a rug. And I was going to coordinate the colors in the couch and the rug with the accent pillows on the couch. It would all be dope. I was even going to, like, incorporate it into the wall art that I wanted to put over the couch, but the picture I eventually ended up going with, it don't have nothing to do with the rest of it. But anyway, thought I was ordering throw pillows. And actually, if this is why I think it's so shady and it's a bunch of bullshit. Because if you look at the thing I purchased on your cell phone, like if you're trying to order it from your phone, the description cuts off at throw pillow. It's like whatever color throw pillow, and there's a little indication there that there's more to the description, but and then the picture is of throw pillows, you know. So I didn't click on the description. You know, I saw it said what I was looking for, the picture was what I was looking for, and the price was what I was looking for. So I ordered it. Of course, when it gets here, I realized that they are throw pillow covers, not the actual pillow, and I don't get it. Like, why are they selling throw pillow covers? Like, are throw pillows really, like, on like that? Are they such a, like, accessory piece that we treating them like, you know, I don't know, little dogs or something, and we dressing them up in different outfits? Like, why are you even selling, like, naked pillows that need to be covered? Like, none of this makes sense to me at all. Like, are throw pillows that expensive that you just got to, like, swap out the clothes, or you got to swap out the covering rather than just get new pillows? Like, I thought the throw and throw pillows meant like throw away. Like, I never gave a fuck about a throw pillow, so like I didn't care what I did with it. But now they seem to be such a big deal that like you don't just buy new ones, you gotta buy different covers. Like, do people have multiple throw pillow covers and they switch them out or something like that? This makes no sense to me. Like, this shit is truly, in my mind, this is truly retarded. And no offense when I use the word retarded. When I think about it, like, actually, I don't think I've ever used the word to describe, like, someone with a disability or something like that. I don't think I've ever used it in that context. Like, every time I have used the word retarded, it's been to describe something that was just unnecessarily dumb. Like, you know, never, like, hardly ever a person is like a situation. So yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, to me, like, yeah, disabilities aren't retarded, but selling throw pillow covers, shit is fucking, like, that's retarded. That's retarded. But anyway, like, right before we recorded this, I ordered the filler pillows. So I'm going to be one of them people with naked ass pillows that I put covers on. Maybe this is growing up. Maybe this is adulting. I don't know. I was just too lazy to send the package back. But yeah. I mean, as far as the move, I haven't packed a thing. Like, really, matter of fact, the only thing I've done, and I move on Thursday, and the only thing I've done in preparation for this move is order shit. Like, I'm real good at that. And I didn't realize, like, all of the crazy stuff that I wanted and how quickly it would all add up until, you know, right now. Like right now, I'm on the fence with two things. One is the swirling water pitcher, which I kind of really want, but I'm trying to convince myself not to buy. The other is an electric kettle. Because obviously, you know, putting a kettle on the stove is archaic. Who does that? And why would I do that when you can buy a completely separate gadget other than your stove that only does water? But yeah, I want the electric kettle. I mean, you know, on that level, like, I bought a Ninja air fryer oven that I'm going to sit right next to my actual oven so that, you know, if I ever get the inclination to make 9 pieces of toast at the same time for me and my imaginary roommates, I can do that. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think I really bought it specifically for frozen pizzas and wings. That's what I'm looking to make in my air fryer. I want to air fry. I don't know. That's the thing right now, you know. But anyway, I wanted the electric kettle because I wanted to get all of these, like, green teas and, like, oolong and matcha and all this stuff. And all these things, as I'm getting into it, like, they have specific temperatures that bring out the best flavors, you know, without scorching the tea. So, you know, this electric kettle will let me set, like, the exact temperature that I want. And it's got dope-ass thermometers or whatever to keep it at that temperature. And then I can make my teas and I can be all cool and shit. I'm not buying a coffee maker because I don't really drink coffee. And I figured, like, the lack of a coffee would, like, discourage, you know, my fellow addicts and alcoholics from staying at my place too long. You know, caffeine is a big thing for coffee, is a necessity in my community. So I thought, you know, people get over there and then they're like, man, you know, you got any coffee? And I'd be like, oh, you know, that's the one thing I didn't think about. You know, maybe next time you come, I'll have a coffee maker. But yeah, that might be my way of getting people out of the house. Because I like to be alone by choice. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I want people to hang out with me, but I say no rather than having no one to hang out with, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to hang out, but I want to know I have the option. I want to know that, like, I could have people, or I could socialize if I wanted to, but I don't. But if I couldn't socialize and I wanted to, that's a problem. Does that make any sense? I don't know. I feel like I can't be the only one. But I say that's a long explanation for something simple. I brought up the coffee because the particular electric kettle I want has a gooseneck spout. And what I'm learning is that you get precision pouring ability with the gooseneck spout. And I wanted to get real hipster. And if I do make coffee, it wouldn't be with a coffee maker. I'm going to do the pour over coffee because that's, like, super, I don't know, hip or whatever it is right now. And so, yeah, I needed the gooseneck spout so I could get the precision pouring over my little pour over coffee with my water that's at a precise temperature. It's all very cool. And as I'm saying all of this, I can hear it now. Like, I really can. I can really hear why you would call me the whitest black person that, you know, I really can hear it. So I'll own it. I'll take it from here. And not only do I sound white, like, I sound like hipster white, which is even worse, but it's neither here nor there. Yeah, I'm also looking for patio furniture. But that's like the one thing for some reason I want to be cheap about. Like I'm trying to find a diamond in the rough. I'm hitting up Goodwill and Facebook Marketplace, trying to find something nice that's fairly cheap. I don't know. That's where I am at with the apartment. Hopefully I ordered boxes. See, I'm really good at ordering stuff, just not good at packing. So I ordered boxes and hopefully the boxes get here and I'll actually put things in the boxes, which is what I should be doing. But we're getting there. Baby steps. On to blacker topics. Is it Darren Jackson? Is that the guy's name? Darren Jackson? I don't know because I stopped following it a long time ago. Like I stopped paying attention to it a long time ago. And I'm not going to talk about it today because I don't know nothing about it. Like I've seen the still images of the video and I've seen what people had to say about it. And I've seen the still images of the video of his wife talking and I've seen what people had to say about it. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. Because I feel like the vast majority of us were aware that he was just a bullshit ass motherfucker. Like we knew he was corny as shit. Like, I don't know, however long ago. I don't even know how long he's been around because I haven't paid attention to it. Like I might have watched like one or two of his little clips about relationships and shit and realized like, this only upsets me. It's only bothers me. He ain't talking about shit. If he's mad corny, I don't think I ever need to watch another one of these videos again. But for some reason, like we live in this culture right now. It's like we like to be angry in groups. So if you see something that makes you angry, you got to show it to somebody else so they can get angry. And then y'all could talk about the thing that makes y'all angry together because that's better than being angry alone. I don't know. I don't know how that all works. But I'm the type of person that you can't say to me, this stinks, smell it. Nah, bro. You say it stinks, I'm gonna take your word for it. Unless it's that important that I need to be sure it stinks. And these dumbass YouTube videos or Facebook clips are not that important. So if I can see ahead of time that it's probably some bullshit, and I knew ahead of time that his videos were bullshit because I watched a couple of them, then I could just steer clear of that. I don't need to spread the crazy. Like, I feel like we give crazy people a platform by talking about how crazy they are. Like, the craziness would like die in a corner by itself if we didn't shed so much light on it, if we didn't talk about it all the time. I don't know what he said in the video with his wife. I guess he was cheating. I don't know what his wife said, but it sounded like she may have some PTSD or some shit. I don't know. Like, y'all was really going on her. But I mean, if you see somebody saying something crazy, this happened with my ex-wife. Like, I'll take it all. Like, this is all freestyling right now. This is not, we off the script. I remember, because I'm from DC, I remember us being in like Georgetown, which is a nice area. And we were walking down the street late night in Georgetown, and there was a homeless man across the street from us, like shadow boxing. Like, he was just, I don't know who he was fighting, but it was nobody else there. But he was going, he was fighting. And my ex, like, she just kept staring at him, and she's like asking me what's going on, and oh my God, what is he doing? And I'm like, if he's not hitting you, don't look over there. Like, we don't need to bring any attention to the crazy. The crazy would stay, it's going to stay over there minding his business if we don't engage it. And that's how I feel about like these people. If we don't engage positively or negatively, and it shrivels and dies in a corner. Or maybe they keep making videos, like I keep making podcasts nobody listens to, but that's how it works. Like, I don't know, that's how it works. And what I'm getting into recently with like understanding the algorithm is I really feel like I don't want to go too meta into this, because basically what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to come up with, I don't know, a way to promote my new line of shirts for the algorithm and try to give like some of the philosophy behind it, because I feel like the algorithm has almost become like the new God, a new religion. Like, you have to do things to satiate the algorithm. You have to bring sacrifices to the algorithm. Like, I was doing so many tweets and posts and stuff this week, and like half of them, every once in a while I would stop and say, this one is strictly for the algorithm, or, you know, good morning for the algorithm, because it was staying present to stay relevant so that the algorithm puts me in front of more eyes. And people know that. People know that. They know if they make content, regardless of the value of the content, if they can make it somehow interesting enough that you share it or you comment on it or you save it, that satiates the algorithm and that puts him in front of more eyes. So even if you didn't, you sharing it not only puts it in front of more people, but then it tells Facebook that more people want to see it, or it tells Twitter or Instagram that more people want to see it. So it puts it in front of more people. But yeah, the algorithm has become the thing. And I think so many things that we do, especially if you're a creator, and I think maybe for, I think other people know it too. They seek out likes and they seek out comments because they want to be seen and they want to be seen more and more and more. And to do that, some people just say dumb shit. And rather than let it die, rather than just let it stay a dumb thing that somebody stupid said for attention, we give them the attention. I mean, we talk about it when we talk about kids. Like, kids don't care whether or not the attention is positive or negative. They just want the attention. And I think that's what a lot of these people do. And we like feed into it and it, you spread the crazy. Cause I think for every 10 of your friends that agrees with you that the thing that you reposted that was stupid is actually stupid, there's one friend that's probably like, I feel validated now. That's exactly how I felt, but I was too afraid to say it. Now I know there's a community of people that feel the same way. I have found like the other nut jobs to hang out with. Let me go ahead and put on my tinfoil hat and go hang out with my friends. Like that, I think you let people know they got a community. Sometimes the crazy would die if we just left it alone. That's crazy though. But we do it for the algorithm. So segue game on 1,000. I'm gonna move into my new merch line. I'm creating a new line of shirts for the algorithm. I got a bunch of different ones up there. Not a bunch, like 4 or 5 right now. For the algorithm. Don't do it for the likes. Do it strictly for the algorithm. I'm only here for the algorithm. What else? I got some other stuff. But I think the shirts are pretty dope. I'm feeling my graphic, graphic design skills these days. It's gotten kind of weird to see like things that I thought I had no talent in. Just over time, you do something rather than saying you don't know how to do it, you just try it. Eventually you figure out it's not that hard to do. But I like the shirts. I think they're dope. A couple people have said they're dope. And I think this for the algorithm thing could be my thing. I'm gonna push it. So be prepared to get tired of it because it ain't going nowhere. But yeah, whatistws.com. Check out the new merch. I guess I'm really like launching it today. It's already been in the store, but I'm just starting to promote it today. For the algorithm. Get you a shirt. I'll probably do some sort of promotion soon. I should have done that before I sat down to record, but you know. Other than that, homeboy Zaya Fitness on Instagram. Please check him out if you're looking for, you know, ways to get fit and get your nutrition all together. He is the guru. He can get you right. So holler at Zaya Fitness, ZAYAH Fitness on Instagram. He's got plenty of workout routines and all that kind of stuff. And if you hit him up, he can definitely get you a meal plan and help you out with your workout regime so you can regiment. I don't know, whatever. So you can achieve your fitness goals. You could do something before summer. It's right around the corner, but you might be able to, you know, get one roll off. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, on a more positive note, if you're looking for ways to be impactful and to help your brother and to help your sister, please check out ttcharities.org. Go to the website, see how you can help. They always have something going on. Donate what you can, money, time, books, clothes. Whatever it is, sometimes just a share, a retweet for the algorithm definitely helps. So ttcharities.org, please check them out. And then again, just to backtrack, whatistws.com, I got merch. You can go there. You can do the AMA. Ask me a question for the 200th episode. If you've enjoyed what you heard here today, please, you know, leave a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. If you didn't like what you heard today, well, then don't take any of my advice and share it with somebody else so that they know that I'm over here saying dumb shit and y'all could be angry at it together. I think that's the right thing to do. It's the only thing to do. Please. all right, I'm going too far. But with that said, I think we're going to close out. I'm trying to remember what the fuck I'm closing out with. Oh, yeah. So I did the song, The Traveling Man, to come in to the episode because I'm moving and I had a get together, I think, in one of the communities that I'm in, and my theme was the whole I'm leaving. So that was one of the songs I played, and this is one of the songs I didn't play that I wish I had. I gave Kanye a lot of bullshit last week, but I'm gonna shout him out this week because he makes classic music. So we're gonna rock out with this one. Until we meet again, be safe, be the light, and be easy. I love y'all. Holla.
We spy had told who was the only one.
Uh-oh.
But it's too late. It's too late.
You sweater, and I ain't talking about a cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother Noomse. Group to say I'm too choosy. Take him to the show and talk all through the movies. Says she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we...